At its core, marketing is the process of attracting potential customers and clients to a specific product or service. Marketing at its best unearths consumer insights to creatively reach and engage a target audience with the brand's benefits to drive sustainable growth. Hi, I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Each year, the REB Business Development Team, led by Tammy Greenberg, attends the ANA Masters of Marketing Conference, a four-day conference that brings together brand marketers from large and small companies, allowing them to tap into best practices, case studies, and insights, while also learning about the latest consumer trends from leading marketing and advertising executives. The conference showcases creative thinking and strategies from some of the world's top CMOs and leading brands on what they've implemented to meet customer needs, drive growth, and inspire change. At the conference, we had the opportunity to sit down and talk with many attendees about their marketing goals, the issues they're focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. In this podcast, episode number 7, we hear the conversation Tammy had with Elizabeth Luciano, Senior Vice President, Consumer Marketing and Media, A&E Networks.
My name is Elizabeth Luciano. I am the SVP of Marketing at A&E Networks, which is a conglomeration of what was formerly cable networks. Now we're expanding into the streaming space, content sales space, studio space. We're in the process of reinventing just like everybody else.
Thank you so much for joining us. And did you spend some time listening to some of the presentations today?
I did. You know what? I made it to all but one of the presentations today. It was wonderful.
What was, you know, I'm just curious to know from your opinion, the overall theme for the conference is growth, and they're, you know, brand marketers, media companies, what have you, are all facing similar issues because of the volatile environment around us. Did you find, after attending most of these sessions, that you saw some sort, was there something that really stuck out to you that you hadn't thought of or thought of, will go back thinking about differently?
Sure. I mean, I think what's been most interesting to me is that this conference has been so focused on human connection and the power of creativity. And it feels almost like a reaction to the digital world we're living in. I mean, you can even see it in what the speakers are saying, that really we can't let data and analytics and AI and the metaverse run our marketing campaigns, our lives, et cetera. We really need to think about how to elicit emotion as marketers in order to connect people to our brands.
Yeah, and I took that away too, and it actually inspired me even more given what we do from a radio perspective, because we're in local communities with real human beings, talking to real human beings where they live, work, play, and all that kind of stuff. And the same goes for you, because A&E Networks is wherever the consumer is, in their homes or in the hotel rooms or what have you. So I was kind of inspired by all of that. So talk to me a little bit about A&E. What are the priorities that you're looking at in 2023?
Sure. Our single largest priority in the next year is to do a better job of meeting our fans and audiences where they want to watch their shows and different types of content. And so, you know, we've had the benefit of great distribution in the cable space for many years. The market has fragmented now, and so we need to look at how we better meet audiences in those streaming markets with our various brands and content.
And when it comes to content, you know, I love some of the shows that you put out. What's hot for next year? What's coming up?
Oh, geez. Put me on the spot and make me sort through all of the different
you don't
plans
have to
that
reveal.
We have. You know, I think we have a couple of different great things that we're doing. A&E is our brand that's always gone, had access where no one else has access. And so they've got several exciting shows in the social experiment space. One actually has premiered, but it's going to do a second season. It did so well. It's called Inmate to Roommate. It's about people who adopt, recently released, I guess we'll call them convicts. I'm not sure, prisoners, which is just really great television. They're also looking at doing more sort of secrets of exposés, which is really exciting. History is doing much more around sort of fun, unknown stories. So we have a heist show hosted by Pierce Brosnan that looks at amazing heists throughout history, which is really fun and exciting. And Lifetime is focused on their bread and butter, which is great movies.
Which I love. I love indulging in Lifetime movies.
Yes.
I do. So when it comes to driving awareness for, you know, for these new shows, and, you know, the one you just described on A&E is one that I'm going to have to make a note of to tune into. What are your goes to? What are your go-tos? And what do you, you know, how does the planning process work? What do you look at to drive not only awareness for the shows, but tune in across whatever platform it is that it's being exposed to?
One of the first things that we contend with, and actually this last speaker spoke about it, was just the clutter in the marketplace today. You know, people get over 5,000 advertising messages a day. And so the first thing we look at in planning after we outline who our audience is what are their behaviors and habits throughout the day where we can intercept them, and they'll be receptive to our message. And so that features prominently in our planning, and it's wonderful because what it allows us to do is look at a wealth of different media options to find our consumers. And then we think about what's the message we need to give to them to send them in to view wherever it is that they like to view that content. And so that's a little bit about the thinking in our planning process.
And how far in advance do you start promoting a show?
You know, what's interesting is that over time we've learned that we live in an on-demand culture. And so generating awareness somewhat early is good, but really no more than like 4 weeks out, because people have really short attention span these days. And the expectation is if you see something, you can watch it almost immediately. And so we have much shorter campaign timelines, but very extended off the back end, so you can go and watch that stuff immediately.
That's awesome. So can we talk a little bit about audio?
Sure.
Are you currently using audio or radio, you know, or streaming audio or podcasts? I'm going to ask you the question two ways, because,
okay,
you know, some forms of audio you may be using differently than others. So, you know, are you using audio to support your shows, the brands, and all of that kind of stuff? And have you used audio to extend some of your brands? You know, like, are there some shows that you've created podcasts for? You know, are you using teasers on broadcast radio to drive listening to those podcasts or to drive tune in? Any thoughts?
So the answer to both your questions is yes. We use audio. Audio is wonderful because we look at it a lot of times as a personal recommendation system. We love nothing. Live reads are great, but we love DJ chatter. A lot of times we work with different radio groups to put that in, to talk about our shows, to discuss them. Sometimes it happens organically. But we love it for that reason. We also love that it gets in front of people a lot of times right before they're making decisions on what to watch. So if you listen to audio in your car, right, you're going home, you're thinking about what the heck do I do. So we love that. We do also use it as a brand extender. Probably most effectively with our history brand. We have a lot of great podcasts that we've created for that. But also with shows like Married at First Sight, talking about all the crazy drama ups and downs. We talk about the craziness of Lifetime movies. So yes.
Behind the scenes, getting to know the characters even better and all of that kind of stuff.
Well, exactly.
That's really great. So what do you think, in your opinion, what does radio or audio need to do more of to support your efforts?
I mean, I think right now we're happy. I think if anything, sometimes what's hard for us is that there's fragmentation in your space as well. So while it's relatively easy to engage with major programs in terrestrial radio and major holding companies like iHeart, getting into the podcasting business and streaming audio has been a lot tougher, and the measurement there is not as strong. And so I would say, like, we're 85% happy, but if there is one thing I could ask for, it's a little bit more consistent measurement in the streaming audio space and more of like a unified approach from the industry.
Yep, and it's all being worked on, so thank you for that. All right, so focus on the future. What are you most excited about for the future of media? We're both in the media and entertainment business. What are you most excited about moving forward? What kind of innovations? What's next?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't think I sat in on a future prognosticator yesterday. I don't know that I can do that. But I think what excites me most as a marketer is thinking about how storytelling and connection evolves and how it has evolved since I started in the business. You know, I work for a company that's done most of its business in sort of the standard long-form content that we're used to seeing that you grew up with on TV sets, right?
Yep.
And now when I watch my kids, you know, looking at what they're watching and what they search for on YouTube, understanding like what kind of podcast entertains them or what kind of music they listen to on the radio. Like, I just love how the formats are evolving.
Yep.
And as a marketer, it really excites me to think about how we can create that to stay in front of consumers and engage them.
So I have a question for you. And how old are your kids?
They are 11, 9, 5, and 3. So we got
a big span. Wow, you've got 4. Wow.
I got a lot of kids.
Wow. You don't look like you have 4 kids.
Thank you. That was a nice compliment.
Do you find, and this is just a question, do you find when you look at the formats that they're watching, so they're watching some of the YouTube channels, or they're watching some of the television channels, I'm sure, as well. They're on their phone, they're on TikTok and all that kind of stuff. Do you find that they are gravitating more to the short-form content, bite-size pieces of information and entertainment, versus what you and I grew up with, which is the long-form storytelling?
You know, it's interesting. They certainly seem to have an appetite for shorter formats and much more sort of informal production styles than what I'm used to. But it's always like very sort of like personality driven, right? That said, like, they do still like, you know, the traditional shows as well. It's just not to the same degree. Like, as an adult, I almost can't watch what they're watching on YouTube. It's just hard for me to watch.
It's hard for me too. Yeah.
So they're shifting, but they're not entirely jettisoning what we're used to. I think there's room for both, I guess, is my message.
Yeah, there's room for both, and there's room, and there's something for everything across all generations. So I'm excited for that, for the future also. All right, 2 quick questions. Whatever comes to mind first,
okay,
and then we'll wrap it up. Repeat after me. Radio matters because?
Radio matters because it provides personal connection, personal recommendations, and, you know, an interesting take on life to customers across the country.
Okay. And radio works because?
Radio works because of the same reasons I just gave you before. So radio works because it has that immense reach, but also that ability to really engage in a personal way and act as a recommendation engine for audiences and consumers.
I have one more question for you that I should have asked before those, but that's how it goes. So you're a national network.
Yeah.
Do you focus nationally in your promotional efforts, or do you focus locally?
We do both.
You do both?
Yes. So we have always overlaid a national awareness buy within any campaign that we do, but then we do have markets that we focus on pending the show, pending business objectives, etc. And so it really is a marriage of both. I would say national is slightly bigger than our local investments, but we do both.
I'm just curious as to how you choose those local markets. Like, is it because is it ratings based? Is it audience based? Is it content based? Just out of pure curiosity.
Well, one of the wonderful things about working in media and entertainment is that oftentimes it shifts. A lot of times it's ratings based and where we see opportunities to build or sustain in markets. That said, you know, if we have a show that's really powerful with Southern audiences, we will focus on Southern DMAs because it, you know, portrays a Southern lifestyle or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's a little bit of both, but a lot of times it's driven by viewership and how we can grow that.
Thank you so much for doing this with us. We are so excited to share this with our listeners, and I am personally very excited to watch some of those shows you just talked about.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Elizabeth shared the importance of human connection and the power of creativity and the importance of not letting data, AI, and other new technologies run marketing. At A&E, she looks at audio as a personal recommendation system. It helps get messages in front of people right before they're making a decision as to what to watch, and she uses audio as a brand extender. If she could ask for one thing from the industry, it would be the need for a unified approach for measuring streaming audio.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.